How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And here we go. Big congratulations. He's back in the game. He is Ron Rivera on behalf of USAA, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Ron Rivera, he's going back to his alma mater, going back to school, and you're taking pretty much over the Cal program in a nice little role right there for Coach Rivera. That's pretty damn cool to come up in with this role for you in this whole name, image, and likeness era.
You know, it's going to be kind of interesting just because it's an opportunity to go home. You know, I'm going back to my alma mater. We're working on these details, trying to get this thing hammered out. But it'll be a chance to be involved with the university on the academic and athletic level. You know, I'm going to work with the chancellor's office, work with the athletic department, work with the football team, and looking forward to the challenge and the chance to take this team to another level. You know, the last few years they've gone to bowl games. In my opinion, now it's the chance to get them in position to win the conference, help get them into the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. That's what we're shooting for.
And it's such an uncharted territory now in the college game, but it is an NFL feel. This is not amateur sports anymore. This is not, I know school is obviously still a focus, but this is a professional business now.
It's got that. It's not quite gotten to where the NFL is because there's still some amateurism to it. But the key is, like you said, there's a professionalism to them. And what we see, a lot of these college teams are reaching out to the NFL. They're looking for guys that come in and help support the program, help develop the program, grow the program. And one of the really neat things that happened this offseason, a lot of people kept going, huh, why is he doing it? It's Coach Belichick took the UNC job with that in mind. And so, again, looking at what he's doing and saying this may be one of the models that we're going to look at, we most certainly are going to consider doing that.
Now, I know we've talked about this before where we saw you at Army-Navy Radio Row for
yes.
USAA. And that was right after the Bill stuff happened. And you said, hey, I want to be an NFL head coach again. I think it's going to happen. But I did bring up college, and you did express an interest in it. Now, this is not in a head coaching role, but a year from now, would that be something that would maybe intrigue you?
No. What really does intrigue me is being able to support the university.
I mean,
first and foremost, I'm at the age now where, you know, I was interviewing for some assistant head coaching jobs in the NFL. And it hit me when I was doing one of these interviews that, wait a minute, I'm sitting here talking about mentoring coaches and working with young players. There's an opportunity to go back to Cal, work with Justin Wilcox, who's the head coach, who I think is a really fine young coach. And I think with some work and some help, we can get to another level. I really do believe that, and I think he's a heck of a young coach. There's a lot of good quality young guys out there on the college level that with some mentoring, with some people working with them, and also with some of the resources that we could get for him, that there's a chance for him to take that to another level.
Ron Rivera here with us. What was it like for you? Because it's got to be odd when you watch one of your old teams and they're having so much success. There's probably so many mixed emotions, but there's so many relationships at the end of the day. Seeing what the Commanders did this year, what was it like watching for you?
I was very happy for Dan Quinn. Dan's a friend. You know, he and I have been close as professionals. And I was really pleased at the fact that he came out and actually, you know, reached out to me. We got a chance to talk about the environment. We got a chance to talk about what was there and some of the current players and stuff like that. And it was really neat to watch them have the success they did because I know Dan so well. Getting to know that some of the players that we had brought in and guys that, you know, I really think are good young guys and good football players have the success. It was very neat. In fact, today was the first time I got to meet Jaden Daniels.
Oh, wow.
And it was really neat talking with him and just, you know, just tell him, hey, man, you did a great job. And he really did. And it was fun to see. It was fun to watch.
It's kind of crazy how quickly things could change in the NFL.
Yes.
Because we saw 2 years ago that happened with C.J. Stroud with the Texans,
yep.
Jaden Daniels with the Commanders. And that's what it is. You get a quarterback, boom.
You see, this is a quarterback-driven league. I've been through it. In 2011, we draft Cam Newton and changed the entire fortunes of that franchise. Unfortunately, Cam gets hurt in 2018, and unfortunately, just, you know, we kind of fall off the tracks there. But when you have that guy, you put yourself in position now to get into the playoffs. You have that guy and he's developing and growing. You have a chance to win in the playoffs. You have that guy that's a guy, that's the number one guy. You're in the championship game. You get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. This is quarterback driven. You have a quarterback, you're halfway there.
And I know Coach Ron Rivera, you get a little takey. You were involved with the media this year. I saw you doing your thing. Now Cam's doing his thing on First Take.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he says something, boom, it goes viral. What did you make last week when he was saying that he would rather have a league MVP than a Super Bowl championship? If he would give up his league MVP for a Super Bowl title, he said he wouldn't do it.
You know, it's funny. If you look at some of the things that he's accomplished, the things that he's done, it they're special. They really are. And until you win one, a Super Bowl, to me, you don't understand, you know, exactly what it is. He's won a national championship. He's won a Heisman Trophy. He's won the MVP. There's only one thing that is missing on his resume, and that's that. And I kind of think that if he had, you know, if he had won it, I think he would feel differently.
Do you think the Jets, and I know this is a Cal connection, do you think the Jets should bring back Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion?
I think what they need to do is they need to sit down and explore it with him. I think it's a decision that's got to be made congruently with a conversation where they're all in this discussion, and it's like, dude, are you going to commit? Are you going to buy in? Are you going to be part of what we do? We can't have the same situation. The guy's a tremendous talent. The arm talent's still there. We saw it. We saw the ability to do those things still. But you've also got to have the components around him, because this is a quarterback-driven league. Once you find your franchise quarterback, you got to protect him. You got to put playmakers around him. And then you've got to have a protection plan for him. Then you've got to have a complementary defense that's going to take the football away and put them in scoring position. You get those elements around any quarterback in this league, and you are a playoff team.
Ron Rivera, how did you reflect on interviewing for the Jets and the Bears?
Guy went back and, you know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
I really looked at things I did more so in Carolina. When I was in Washington the last few years, I was more of a manager than a coach. You know, you really felt like you were trying to keep people and situations, circumstances from getting into the way of football. And that was different. But in Carolina, we had a plan. We had a process. We were able to stick to the process. We didn't have those types of distractions that got in the way. We were able to manage them and really focus in on what was important, not what was interesting.
I also want to ask you about the Bears and their future. So Caleb Williams, right, up and down first year. You get a coach that gets fired. It's not an easy situation, as Ron Rivera's here with USAA. But one of the guys on the market, the two hottest names were Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. Mike lands with the Patriots, and Ben Johnson, the offensive mind, he lands with the Bears. There's always, right, and you know it, you go from a coordinator to head coach. You never know how that transition's going to be. Some guys can handle it, some guys can't. What do you think this pairing of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams can be?
Well, I think it'd be very good. The biggest thing that has to happen, more so than anything else, is, you know, with Ben Johnson, is we're going to start from the beginning. We're going to go back to the base fundamentals. We'll go back to the things that help build who you are, in my opinion. What Ben does, that's up to him. But I think this young man needs to refine and work on his base fundamentals again. Get back to what got him to be a special player. And then instill a style of offense that's going to exploit and use his best abilities and talents. This is a guy that showed he was special coming out of college. Somewhere along the lines, they got away from it. Somewhere along the lines, it looked like they tried to put him into a system that he is not comfortable in. This is a guy that grew up in a specific style. He was with the same head coach his entire college career. Now all of a sudden he had to go out and learn something that didn't suit him. One of the things that I think that they need to do is take a look at what he did collegiately. Look at what allowed him to have the success that he had and incorporate that into what they want to do. We did that with Cam Newton. That was one of the things that Rob Chudzinski and the offensive staff did was, you know, we went out, we talked to the coaches at Auburn. We talked to Gus Malzahn and find out what Cam did well. And then Rob Chudzinski, Mike Shula, you know, they got together and said, hey, let's work this, let's design this, let's do this. We can run these plays from shotgun. We can run these plays from under center. Let's take advantage of these things and do that. That's what Cliff Kingsbury did. You know, when I talked to Cliff Kingsbury about what he had done with Jaden, that was one of the things he talked about. He went and looked at what Jaden did, looked at all the different things that he used, and then took it and incorporated it in his offensive system and created an offense that fit this young man, and look at the success they had.
I know no one likes losing, right? No one should like losing. But I think there's a certain way to handle losing.
Yes.
And when you're the quarterback, it's more than just being any other player on the team. And that's something that I think you need to see more out of Caleb Williams. On the sideline, there's times when things aren't going well. I'm not saying you need to have a smile on your face, but there's just a certain sulking that happens.
And one of the things he'll learn is that, you know, the other 52 guys look at you. Your body language is important. Your posture is important. You know, you can't lay on the ground when you get knocked down. You got to pop up and get back like nothing happened. On the sideline, you can't slump on the bench. People notice those things.
Yeah.
Your teammates know. You want to exude confidence. You want to exude, hey, we got this. Let's go. Get me the ball. I want to get back out there and make it happen. This young man, these things will happen for him. He'll learn these things. He'll understand these things, and he's going to take it, and he's going to run with it. I really do think that, you know, what the Bears did, getting Ben Johnson, was a signal that, hey, we're going to work this out. We're going to get this corrected, and we're going to go forward.
So the two things that stand out to me the most in this game, Ron Rivera, it's the Eagles' defense up against the Chiefs' offensive line. And then also what stands out to me, too, is just if that game is there for the taking late and 15 has the ball, just how it's going to play out.
Well, for me, the biggest thing is, first of all, I'd love to see history. I really do. You know, I think a three-peat, which has only been done once, and that was at the very beginning of the NFL. Okay, Green Bay had just won the NFL championship, okay, and then the next year they start calling it the Super Bowl. They win the next two, so there's your first ever three-peat. But what they're going to do now is there's an opportunity to win three Super Bowls. This hasn't been done before. This will be a very special moment, I think, for the NFL if it can be accomplished. Secondly, I don't disagree with you. If there's a chance to win it at the end of the game and Kansas City's got the ball, I lean towards Kansas City. I really do. This game's going to come down to, and I don't disagree with you, Kansas City's ability to slow down that pass rush. You know, for the most part, we saw what they like to do on defense. They'll rush the passer with just four and drop seven so they can help those young corners, those young DBs. That, I think, is brilliant. I think that's, you know, kind of the hallmark of what their defense has done all year. I expect Coach Spag to have a plan to try and stop the run and slow it down. This game will come down to explosives. If Saquon has a number of explosive runs, 20 yards or more, I think that could be to the detriment of Kansas City. If Mahomes can have three or more explosive passes, that'll be the detriment of Philadelphia.
And tell me what you're doing today with USAA.
Well, I'm here with USAA, you know, for the Salute to Service Award. USAA sponsored this. They sponsored Salute to Service Week as far as the NFL is concerned, and they've been very, very giving as far as that is. And it's just kind of neat to be associated with it. My father was in the United States military, so this is very important to me. I'm a Salute to Service Award winner. I won that a few years back, and it was actually a very proud moment for me, but an even prouder moment for my father because of his service, knowing that one of the things that I like to work towards is giving back to the military community and saying thank you very much to our troops and to the family members that support those troops. So this has been a really big deal for me. This year's award winner, most of anything else, George Kittle, a guy that's very deserving, gives back to the community and gives back to the military community as well. And so a lot of people know that, and that's a really big deal, and very proud of the fact that George Kittle now is a Salute to Service Award winner.
Coach, always great to see you. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll take a timeout. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. That's Coach Ron Rivera. Adam Pac-Man Jones will be in the house next.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.